this started here. Hallelujah. To God be the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm here this morning as a vessel used by God. Amen. I am his spokesman, and he is my boss man. Amen. I got a hat that I wear. Jesus is the boss. Amen. And I'm certainly know he is my boss. And he's my leader. And he's my guide. And he's a mighty good leader. How many know that this morning? I said he's a mighty good leader. Praise God. And if we follow him, we will be on the winning side. So I'm here standing. I just want to report today. I have good news to share. Amen. I got some good news to share. I know we're living in a time where folks are saddened. Folks are depressed. They are stressed. But I'm here to tell you, we got a big God, amen, that can help us out in these times. We don't have to be that way. That's why I want to share some good news to you. Let you know what God can do. And if we have a preaching topic this morning, it would be, we can make it. Praise God. I want you to know we can make it. I can make it, and you can make it. Amen. Praise God. We got the victory. Amen. Huh? We on the winning team. Praise God. Amen. We have the winning ticket. We don't have nothing to look down and look around and confuse and act like we don't understand what's going on. But I want to tell you, as long as you focus on Jesus, praise God. Amen. Everything going to be all right. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes with all these things we struggling with, amen, we sometimes get depressed, but we got to speak to ourselves. We got to let ourselves know that, amen, you can make it. Talk to yourself. I know sometimes people say don't talk to yourself. If you talk to yourself, you, amen, your mind bad or something. But I want to tell you, we need to talk to ourselves. And tell ourselves, oh, yes, I can make it. I'm going to go on in Jesus' name. I know God will take care of me. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to allow nothing here to deter me from his greatness. Amen. Do I have any witness?
Yes.
Amen. I will not allow nothing here to hinder me. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we got to have a good mind concept that I'm going on in Jesus' name. I mean what I'm doing here. Praise God. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith until life on earth is done. I will never more turn back. It ain't nothing back there. Defeat I shall not know. For God will give me the victory. If onward, I keep going. We have the victory. Keep going on. Amen. When I thought about this verse of scripture, amen, when I thought about this topic today, I thought about Moses. Amen. Moses. He was trying to go through the Red Sea. I think about Moses when he approached the Red Sea. And he's supposed to be able to go through the Red Sea. Can you imagine how he felt? Pharaoh's army was behind. The wilderness was on the side. The mountain was on the other side. And the Red Sea was in front. Imagine, he got a big army behind him. And all he saw was the river. Can you imagine how he felt? And sometimes, praise God, we get like that in our time that we're living in. Red Sea is confronting us.
Yes.
Problems is confronting us. Praise God. Ain't God good in here? Yes. Amen. But Brother Moses kept his faith in God. He didn't know what was going to happen. He just saw the Red Sea confronting him. But we have some Red Seas in our lives. And the Red Seas is confronting us. Praise God. And we look and it looked hopeless. It looked like we are in despair. It looked like, amen, things, it ain't gonna work. But I tell you, Moses, he kept the faith. He began to call on the Lord. Huh? And the Lord came to his rescue. Praise God. I want to say this morning, we are right in that situation. Amen. Amen. When we look around at the world crisis, and it looked like it's a stumbling block. It looked difficult. It kind of looked like we can't go through. But I want to tell you, amen, keep the faith. Because, amen, just point at those Red Seas. Come on, somebody. I said, just point at those struggles that you may have. Amen, point. Amen, amen, at that those diagnosed. Amen. Some of us been diagnosed with chronic illness. Amen. It's a crisis. Praise God. Amen. We living in those times. Amen. We have been, amen, lost. We lost our jobs and we are homeless. Praise God. Amen. But don't falter. Don't get weary in the journey, but point, amen, at those crises and say, I'm going through. I said, point at those crises and say, I'm going to go through anyhow. Moses didn't give up. He didn't fret, but he pointed at that Red Sea, and the Lord came down and worked wonders, but I'm going to say the same thing. He can work with us today, praise God. Only thing we got to do is point at our mountains, point at our struggles, point at all those headaches and troubles, and God will prevail. How many know in here he will prevail? Yes, he will. Amen. So Moses, praise God. Amen. He just kept the faith, praise God, and the Lord came, amen, and moved the sea, praise God. Amen. Won't he do it? Praise God. Hey, how many know he can move the Red Seas in your life? How many know he can move the mountains, praise God, out of your life? Praise ye the Lord. Yes, he can. Amen. It looks powerful. It looks hopeless. But it's just something about when you factor in God. The Lord will send some delivering grace. The Lord will make a way out of no way. Amen. I'm going to tell you what the words say. Let's turn over here to Mark a moment. Turn over here to Mark. Speaking about the mountain, praise God. Amen. Mountain is things that look like you can't go through. But I want to tell you, God can help us in these times. Mark, it said Mark the 11th chapter and the what, 23rd verse. It said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast in the seat and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, and he shall have whatsoever he said. Stand on the word. Praise God. Mountain times are here. Praise ye the Lord. But stand, amen, and say unto that mountain, amen, be thou removed. Be thou removed. And be thou cast into the sea. Praise God. It's just something about when you got the power of God. Amen. The Lord can move though mountains. He can move though hardships. He can move your struggles. Only thing you got to do is speak through faith. Praise God. I said, won't he do it this morning? Huh? I said, yes, he will. Yes, he will. Let's back up here to Moses now. I'm going to show you how God was right there all the time with Brother Moses. Praise God. Amen. He just, amen, had faith. Praise God. And know what God can do. All right, let's turn to Moses over here, the 14th chapter. Moses, the 14th chapter over here. Praise God. Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. And we're going to start reading at the 21st verse. Praise God. And I said, and Moses, what did he do? He stretched out his hand over the sea. Praise God. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the water was divided. Look at God. Look at God. Exodus, the 14th chapter, verses 21 through 29. Amen. Praise God. Amen. These things in your life, only thing you got to do like Moses, stretch out your hands over your problems. Stretch out your hands over your things that is worrying you. Praise God. Stretch out your hands. And amen. You see that, amen, I can't hardly eat. Praise God. I done got fired off of my job. Amen. I don't have a job. I'm homeless. But just stretch out your hands, and you'll see God work wonders. He'll work a miracle. Praise ye the Lord. I'm excited. Praise God. Moses, amen. It looked difficult, but only thing he had to do was stretch out his hand over the sea, and the Lord called the sea to go back to a strong wind. Amen. The sea, amen. The sea, praise God, to the right, it jailed back as a wall. And to the left, praise God, it was a wall. Amen. And then they was able to cross on dry land. Look at God. Look at God. So why are we worrying, church? Why are we down and out? Praise God. Let's be excited on this journey. Because my Bible read, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. So Brother Moses, I got your back. Amen. You go on with the children of Israel. You go on and know that everything is going to be all right. How many know when you're with God, everything is going to be all right? Praise God. You don't have to be wearied in well-doing. You don't have to pull your hair out. You don't have to be confused. I know we're living in a confused age. I know we may be living in a stressful time. But we need to realize that God have us. He have everything in control. Only thing you need to stretch out your hands and let the Lord work a miracle in your life. What do you need from God? I said, stretch forth. Amen. Stretch out. Stretch out your hands. And you will see God work in these trying times. Praise God. I said, ain't he good? Praise God.
Praise God. Now, he didn't only stretched the sea and parted the sea, but guess what? And it said after he parted the sea was divided. Praise God. The Bible said, and the children of Israel went, hello, amen, into the midst of the sea and up upon the dry ground. And the water was walled unto them on the right hand and on the left. Praise God. I know those folks, those Israelites, they was excited. Amen. I know there was a prince in the cross on dry land and it began to boast and see, look at God. Look how God worked the miracle. Look how God just didn't leave us here. Amen. In the wilderness. Praise God. Look at God. Just didn't just forsake us. Amen. How many know he said, I will never forsake you. Amen. He will be with us until the end of the world. Can you imagine how the children of Israel, amen, they was excited. I believe some of them could have been pimping. Amen. Look at God. Amen. Some of them was shouting. Amen. Giving God the praise. Amen. Look what God can do. It looked real impossible. But when you factor in God, all things are possible. When you factor in God, you don't have to be weary. You don't have to look down to the ground. But you can look up and know my God is in control. Praise God. Amen. So no matter, it does not matter what your problem may be. Look up to God. Amen. Quit being sad. Quit being down and out. All this power that God have. Amen. We on the winning side. Like I said earlier, we have the winning ticket. We're not defeated, but we're undefeated. Hey, God good. So can you imagine they walking on dry land? Once it was a river. Amen. But now it's dirt. Amen. Water is jailed back on the right. Hey, on the left. Now they walking. Come on in this place. Hey, God good. So I want you to walk. I want you to lift your head up. Amen. And know that God is on your side. Praise God. Weeping. I said weeping endure for a night. But joy. I said joy will come in the morning. Amen. Like I hear one preacher preach the other day. He said at 11:59, amen, for midnight, go ahead and weep. But when 12 o'clock come, amen, come on somebody, we gonna have some joy. We gonna march. We gonna be triumph. Amen, because we're winners and not losers. I never like to lose. I always want to win. And that's why I serve the Lord, because I know he never lost a battle. He never lost a fight. He's always on the winning side. Ain't God good? I said, ain't God good? Let's give a hand clap for Jesus. Amen. I said he's working these things out in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. To God. I said to God, be the glory. Praise God. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for dry ground. Praise God. And the water. Amen. Were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left. And the Egyptian pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians, though the pillar of fire and of the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptian. And the Bible says, and took off their chariot wheels, they that drive them heavily, so that the Egyptian said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptian. Now let me say, church, praise God, you always got copycats. Wanna be like Israel. See, Pharaoh and his bunch, they were not of God. But they wanted the same blessings of the Lord. But how many know when you don't live right? When you don't live a holy life? When you don't keep God's commandments, you ain't gonna have no power. All your horses and chariots and amen, and all your things gonna fail. Praise God. Your wheels came off of your chariot. See, the Lord will break you down. Amen. It won't let you go nowhere. You could be called, you trying to be a pretender. You're trying to be a hypocrite. You're trying to have the same greatness and the same power as the children of Israel. And we got people the same way today. Amen. Knowing you ain't living right. Knowing that you ain't following God's procedure. Knowing that, amen, you're living a hypocrite, a style. But I'm here to tell you your wheels gonna come off. Your chariots gonna cease. Amen. Your horses ain't gonna be able to move. Amen. Because you ain't doing God's will. You got people copying, being copycats, wanna be like the Lord, wanna be have the power of God, but you don't wanna live for God. Amen. It gonna do something. You got to do more than just having a name and saying I'm saved and I'm delivered and I go to this church and my pastor name is that. But I'm here to tell you, you got to get down to business with God, because you ain't gonna prosper. You gonna be destroyed. Amen. Your bandwagon ain't gonna move because you ain't doing God's will. Sometime I believe we wonder in our little minds, why I'm not being prosperous, why things ain't working in my life, why, amen, I'm having all this bad problems and I'm always having all this trouble. You need to stand up and think, amen, are you living right? Are you doing God's will? Are you just want to come along in the crowd? Amen. I still want to just be a part of this church. But I tell you, church, you got to have church in you. Come on, somebody. You got to be walking the chart line. Praise God. You can't live no ratty lives and still think you're going to go through the river. Come on, somebody. You ain't going through. Praise God. Amen. But when you live for God, you can go through. Amen. You can point at the Red Sea and say, I'm going through. Amen. Moses pointed at the Red Sea. He said, I'm going through. Amen. I want to tell you, these Red Seas in your life, amen, you can point at those seas. Amen. I'm Red Sea. And said, I'm going through. Amen. I don't care what, amen, beset me. I don't care. Come on, somebody, that's what trying to hinder me, but I'm going on. Amen. I got a race. I said I got a race to win. Amen. I ain't gonna let nothing block me. Amen. I ain't gonna let nothing stop me. Amen. I'ma go right on. Praise God. Praise ye the Lord. So get wrapped up, church. I said, get wrapped up, church, and let's go home. Get equipped, church, and let's go home. Let's put on the whole armor of God so we can make sure that we can stand the judgment shock. The Bible teaches us to put on the whole armor of God. Why do you need the whole armor? So you can stand against the tricks of the devil. So you can stand against the wiles of the devil. What did he tell you, church? He said, put on the helmet of salvation. Amen. Get the sword of the spirit, the breastplate of righteousness on. Your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel peace. Ain't God good? Put on all those armors, and then you're able to run and not faint. Come on, somebody. You're able to run and make it. Praise God. Praise God. Ain't God good? But you got to point at it. I'm going through. Amen. Don't stop. For the blessing come. You're going through. Yes, talk to yourself. Say, I'm going through. Amen. I ain't going to stop on the wayside. I ain't going to stop on the bayside. But I'm going through. Praise God. Ain't God good? Yes. America looking bad. Amen. Things is just corrupt. But don't you worry about that. Pray and say, I'm going through. Amen. That's thing number the Red Sea. Praise God. But God going to help us all to make it. We don't have to look down. And we don't have to be troubled. Amen. God, I say, God, have us. Praise God. Praise God. Now look at these Egyptians trying to pursue. Pursue what? You need to turn around and go and get straight and get on the Lord's side.
Amen, amen.
Praise God. This is real deal here, church. We ain't gonna, you know, if we ain't right, the Lord ain't gonna mistake in us. Amen. He know what army we in. He know if we are an Egyptian. And he know if we are Israel. Praise God. How many know you can't fool God? Amen. You might fool pastor sometime, but I'm here to tell you, you can't fool God no time. Amen. So Egyptian, you're not having a successor arrival. Amen. Calamities is happening to your army. Can we read it again? And the Egyptian pursued, trying to follow the Israelites, and went in after them into the midst of the sea. Even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning, watch. How many know the Lord is looking? Huh? Remember I preached a message a few Sundays ago. He taking notice. Don't think he don't know what's going on. You ain't going to slip through there. You ain't going to slip, and the Lord thank you, one of the amen, Israelites, and use Egyptian. God see you. You know, sometimes they have high security at these different events, at these convention centers, and they think it's so secured where nobody can slip through. But I'm here to tell you, man, things you can slip through and don't even pay. And sometimes don't even get caught. But it ain't going to happen like this in the Lord's pavilion, huh? You ain't going to slip in, huh? Because the Lord see you. Amen. And he's looking at the door. He's taking notice. He knows who's in and he knows who's out. He knows who is ready and he knows who is unready. He know if you are right. He know if you are wrong. Like the old saints used to say, he know if you are a saint or an ain't. Hello, somebody. So you might as well get right, church, and let's go home. Amen. We got to walk the chalk line. So the Bible is saying he's looking. Amen. He taking notice. He said, and he looked unto the host of the Egyptian through the pillar of fire and of the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptian. And he took off their chariot's wheels. So it won't even roll. You're going to have to pick it up and take it. Because the wheels is coming out. That they drave them heavily. So that the Egyptian said, let us flee. From the face of Israel. For the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptian. Won't he do it? And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the water may come again upon the Egyptian. Now you done hold your hand up for the children of Israel to go through. But I want you to stretch their hand out one more time. Hello, somebody. Because I'm getting ready to flood them out. Ain't God good in here? Amen. Do you want the Lord to flood you out? Amen. Let's come the right way. Amen. Let's do the right thing. Amen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea. And the sea returned to his strength when the morning appeared and the Egyptian fled against it. And the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. Hello. So I'm so glad that I'm not in that army. Hello, somebody. I'm glad I'm in the army of the Lord. Amen. And the water returned and covered the chariots and their horsemen. And all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. All of them destroyed.
Thank you.
So why are we worrying? Why are we worrying about our opponent? Why are we worrying about our enemy? Why are we worrying about what people ain't doing? You leave that to God. God will prevail. He will work the process. Only thing you got to do is stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And the salvation of the Lord will work wonders. It was seeing deliverance. Praise God. How many know the battle is not ours, but it's God's? So while you got your boxing gloves on and trying to fight in another man's battle. Hello, somebody. Amen. I done got too old to fight. That's why I got saved. I let the Lord do the fighting. Lord, you take it over. You fight my battles. You work it out. You send your deliverance in the name of Jesus. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. And the water were a wall unto them on the right hand, look at God, and on the left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hands of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptian dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. Sometimes the Lord have to demonstrate. Sometimes the Lord have to stir and disturb and shake people up for they believe Amen. And before they fear the Lord and believe the Lord. Praise God. So it don't take all of that for me. And it shouldn't take all of that for you. So we that's on the Lord's side, keep your head up. Keep looking to Jesus. He is the one that's going to carry you through. You won't lose in this battle. You are on the winning side. And if God is for you, who can be against you? So look up, church. Look up, men and women of God. And know that your Redeemer draw nigh. Look up and know that God is with you. And everything going to be all right. Ain't it all right? I said, started off in this text, we can make it. Amen. We can make it. Amen. Israel made it. May God bless you. And may God add a blessing to his word of the Lord. Amen.